And what do we have here? Don't you nothing me, child. The final bell is already rung, and here you are, lazing about in the bathroom. I saw you enter after the first bell. Your lies won't get you out of trouble this time. Not to mention... Have you been smoking? Oh, you haven't. I assume it was one of the freshmen that came in before you then. Just like it was last week. Well, if that's the case, I'm sure you won't mind lifting up your foot. You know why. The other one. What do we have here? A cigarette. Crushed beneath the toe of your Oxford shoe. A coincidence, is it? Then why is it still hot to the touch? Enough. This is your third strike this month. You know what that means, don't you? It means a visit to the head of the school and a call to your parents. Perhaps that will knock some sense into that flighty little brain of yours. Come with me. This is not a request. I don't see why you're smirking. It's your future you're wasting here. You're a senior at St. Mary's, young lady. 18 years of age. You're supposed to be setting an example for the younger girls, not setting fires in washroom trash cans with your used cigarettes. That's hardly the point. Whether or not you intended to become an arsonist, your careless actions could have burned down the entire building. You don't care. Is that honestly true? Are you so selfish that you don't care who you hurt through your actions? Have the last 3.5 years here taught you nothing about the way of the Lord? Of course. And I am the youngest sister here. So you think you can bully me? Is that it? I see. Very well. Follow me, then. No, I won't be reporting you to the head of school. Not today. After this little interlude, I'm convinced it would do nothing to correct your behavior. No, nor the call to your parents. They've clearly vacated their positions as authority figures in your life years ago. You'll see. This is my private office. Go on. After you. My father has been extremely generous in his donations to fund this institution over the years. As such, I am afforded a few more luxuries than some of the other sisters, this office being one of them. It's a wonderful space to retreat to when one simply wishes to sit in prayer. That smirk again. Do you assume I wish to pray with you? Oh, no, dear girl. Nothing of the sort. Here, at St. Mary's Preparatory, we champion the altruistic goodness of a kind and loving God, and the rewards that can be found through following him and allowing him to guide you. But our Lord has another side, my child. Our God is indeed good, but he is also vengeful. So tell me, dear, if goodness is not enough to keep you from straying from the flock, perhaps it is in keeping with the Lord's work to seek correction through more tangible means. What do I mean? When I was a girl, growing up in a Catholic school not unlike this one, the response to major infractions was a healthy dose of corporal punishment. It sounds brutal, and sometimes it was, but it was always effective. Of course, this isn't the case with St. Mary's, obviously, but I've seen how corporal punishment can turn even the naughtiest child back into the loving embrace of God. I can't, can I? That's where you're wrong, dear. I can ruin you, if it's as the Lord commands. I have the resources. I can make it so you'll never even graduate this place. What would your parents think then? But why would I do that, when you're behaving so nicely? When you're about to bend over my lap and accept the caning you so rightfully deserve? Go on. Pull down those harlot panties and show the Lord how sorry you are. Now lay across my legs, bent over. All the way. Skirt up. Penance requires direct contact, you see. For today's infraction, you will be receiving 10 strikes of the cane across your backside. While you are being disciplined, you are to repeat after me as I recite the Hail Mary prayer. Do you understand? Good. Let's begin. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I didn't say you could get up. Why is your breathing so heavy, child? You're practically panting. But no, it couldn't be. What is this? Are you aroused? You sinful girl. You're taking pleasure in your punishment. And at the hands of another woman, do you have no shame? Oh, you dirty little liar. Don't you move. You will obey me, girl. You will lay here on my lap and get exactly what you deserve. Do you understand? Now, let us see exactly how far into hell you have wandered. Oh, you're absolutely dripping with sin. You filthy little slut. Yes, a slut. We've all heard the rumors about what you girls get up to when our backs are turned. Some of you more shameless than others. Instead of seeking boys for your prurient needs, you turn to each other. That is not what the Lord desires for you, my child. And if you are not a slut, as you proclaim, then why does my finger so easily enter you? Oh, and you can't even stop yourself from whimpering with a lustful need, can you? Oh, your face is nearly as red as your disrespectful backside. Perhaps you have some sense of shame after all. Ah, there's two fingers now. And barely a hint of resistance. As if you were accustomed to it. As if you wanted it. Wanted to wallow in your hedonism. Your lustful urge for other women. Well, if that's what you need, then why don't I give it to you just the way a whore like you deserves it? There. Is that how you need it? Fingers pounding away at your hungry, dripping cunt, parting you open over and over. Oh, treating you like the greedy slut you truly are. Is that why you're so disrespectful? All these sinful desires burning away inside of you, and no outlet inside. Oh, you do not turn to the Lord, so you turn your rage toward the objects of your heathen lust. Oh, well enough, girl. I have had far more than enough of your behavior. Release your desire, then. Release your anger. Embrace yourself for the slut you are. That's right. Moan, you slut. Moan as I take this desperate hole. Oh, take it. Oh, you fucking take it. Oh, and there it is. Let it out, then. Oh, let all those demons out. Oh, and breathe. Breathe. Oh. You make it up now. Your punishment is over. Pull up your panties. I'll write you a tardy slip, and then you are to go directly to your classroom. I do apologize, my child. I allowed myself to get lost in the moment, and I swore. And for that, I'm truly sorry. Here you are. Go on. Off to class. Oh. And my dear, I expect to see you here again tomorrow morning, at my office. You have a lot of demons to work through. But together, I think we can accomplish something wonderful. It's as they say. The Lord works in mysterious ways.